So you're here for Mark CFO Week. Actually, I saw the video you were doing
the cup thing.
So take us through that. A lot of people are seeing that. And it's the Versus, so it's you against Greg Ellingson. So how'd that go?
I mean, I ended up winning, so it went good. I mean, it was fun just to, you know, go against him. We were talking about it, and it was hilarious. I mean, that's probably one of the hardest things I did this whole week. I mean, it was hard to do, so definitely to get the win. That was a plus.
So what's been your favorite part so far of CFL Week? We had it last year in Regina, but here in Winnipeg. Walk us through it so far.
I mean, it's been fun just to, you know, meet with, you know, a couple of guys around the league. I mean, we hung out yesterday and got some food and, you know, talked and, you know, had fun. So it was just cool to, you know, meet up with some guys from the other team and, you know, talk about certain things and, you know, talk about how, you know, they do it over there in their organization. So it's definitely fun to meet up with guys like that.
All right, so last season, 1 yard away, 23 seconds away from the ladder, getting to the Grey Cup.
Yeah.
How does that motivate you going into this year, knowing that, you know, loaded up again, defense is loaded up, offense is loaded up, got a brand new quarterback? How's that mindset going for you?
I mean, it's been exciting and definitely motivating. I know, you know, we got a group chat that we always, you know, so the whole team is in a group chat, so they keep each other motivated about, you know, workouts we're doing, the stuff we're doing, and, you know, how people are doing this, you know, throughout the offseason. So I definitely think we're just excited to get back into it and know that, you know, this year is definitely a year that we can definitely, you know, win a cup. So, you know, we all just get motivated and motivate each other just to, you know, go out there and just know that, you know, if we put the work in the offseason, that it comes in the season.
Okay, so offseason training. What are you doing besides hitting the weight?
One thing I do probably like 3 times a week is yoga. I mean, that's been the best thing for me. I started it probably 3 years ago. It's been the best thing, you know, just for my body and, you know, feeling a lot more flexible, you know, feeling, I feel like, you know, aching pains that used to ache, like, you know, ankles and stuff like that don't hurt anymore just from doing yoga. So, you know, lifting a lot of weights, you definitely get a lot of, you know, you get tight and, you know, a little stiff. So doing yoga helped out a lot with that.
Now, obviously, team goal, win the Grey Cup, and we obviously support that 100%, right? Do you have any personal goals that you set going into the season? And can you kind of let us in on that?
I mean, definitely. Me and Deron talked about getting 2,000 yards. Like, which one of us is going to get 2,000 yards? So I think that was the goal. For me, you know, being, you know, more of a leader too, you know, with the team and, you know, it's a bunch of stuff. Scoring 10 touchdowns. Doing stuff like that, just to, you know, be a leader. That's the main thing.
All right, so you're on a day off. You're not working out. You got the yoga done and everything like that. What are you doing to keep yourself busy?
Usually hanging out with my nephew. I mean, my little nephew, he loves to play basketball. So after school, he's calling me every day to come play basketball with him, and, you know, showing stuff like that. And so probably if I'm not working out, I'm usually picking him up from school and going to play basketball with him.
Now, if you weren't playing professional football, what would Mount Roosevelt be doing with his life?
Man, probably be, I want to be a health teacher. So probably be a health teacher. That's probably what I'll probably start doing after football. If I'm not coaching, probably be a health teacher.
Okay, so we saw last year Jerome Crawford getting a pick six on Mitchell there. And the receivers, they all ran on the field and congratulated for that too. Do you go to Chris Jones and say, hey coach, I can do that too?
I mean, we always talk about it in practice. Me and, even with Ganey, I'm like, Ganey, you go to receiver and I go to you know, halfback. So I mean, seeing, you know, Deron do stuff like that, it makes you want to go out there and do stuff like that too. But, you know, Deron just a freakish athlete, you know, he can do whatever he wants to do on the field, and it's crazy.
And what's your favorite away stadium to go play in the CFL?
It got to be Winnipeg and the Banjo Bowl. I mean, just to score touchdowns and, you know, watch them get quiet, watch the fans get quiet. I feel like that's the best part of, you know, playing on the road. Because, you know, they get so loud in the stadium. And, you know, when you can just shut them up, I think that's the best part.
We're gonna try and do our part of getting them a little quieter. We're bringing up a bus and a 55 ride. So hopefully we'll quiet it down a little bit for you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Obviously, football careers aren't that long. Post-football, I don't know if you're looking towards that as it is right now, but even before football, what were your plans post-football career?
Yeah, like, it was definitely being like a health teacher, being a counselor, something just in the field of doing, you know, stuff with schools and stuff. So, you know, if not that, probably I did want to coach either football or basketball. Like, I always had hoop dreams growing up. Thought I was going to be a...
Be like Mike?
Yeah, be an NBA player. I mean, I stopped growing, everybody just kept growing, so I stopped doing that, but probably doing some coaching though. Anything will help the kids out.